Hey everybody, and welcome back to the show. This is Joe Gilpin, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Jesse Reeves. How are you doing this week, Jesse?
Doing fantastic. I'm at that point in my life now where, like, I feel like I'm finally becoming a grown up.
Oh, why is that?
Did
you get tested? You should get tested.
That's a growing moment. That's a growing moment.
That's a growing moment. I've never been tested.
I feel like there's a few moments in your life.
I should get tested.
I feel like the moment where you realize that, like, half your friends are in their 20s, and the other half of your friends are in their 70s. You're like, all right. I reached a certain level of maturity. I look at 40 and 50-year-olds like, come on, man. My boys are like old enough to be your father.
I realized the other day how like, because I go to a jiu-jitsu gym, and I've taught the kids classes there. Like, I've done everything, right? I don't teach the kids classes anymore. I got bumped up to coach, like, adult competitors. But I still know a lot of the kids, so I'll just be, like, walking around the gym, and I'll do that little, like, what's up head nod to, like, one of the kids I used to coach. And it's like, that's just a kid that I know. That's just, like, a friend of mine that's, like, 8. You know what I mean? And it's so weird to just have, like, little kid friends where it's like, sup, sup.
Here's the weird thing. So I used to teach Taekwondo when I was in high school. And a lot of those 8-year-olds and 7-year-olds are now grown-ass adults.
That is weird. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So one time I was actually at the club, and this giant dude comes up and hugs me, and he's like, hey, what's up, man? How you been? I can't believe you're out here. You know, what's new? And I'm like, who are you? And he's like, oh, you know, you taught me martial arts when I was like 8. And I was like,
oh, no kidding. This guy's like a bouncer now?
He's a bouncer now, yeah.
Using the martial arts. You really influenced his life quite a bit, it sounds like. That's fantastic.
Another time I was actually on a date, and this incredibly beautiful supermodel girl comes up to me. And she's, like, hugging me and happy to see me. Another one of my students when I was 8. I was like, whoa. I was like, I was trying to explain to, like, the girl. I was like.
Yeah, my bad. This is just some random, yeah, like, but that's also not good. Like, listen, these hoes. What's a supermodel? What's the difference between a model and a supermodel?
It's one of those where, like.
If you make money doing it.
true, but I'll say.
We should do that with comedy. There's comics and then super comics.
That is true. I would qualify someone supermodel beautiful when most men can't be themselves around them.
Okay, but that's all women, though.
It's
like,
not all
that's
women.
So mad. That's a low bar.
You know, like, the moment where you just feel uncomfortable in your own skin.
I have seen you act so differently around fives. Like, suddenly a five is around, and, like, suddenly, like, you're pulling your waist in, and you're, like, hitting all your angles, and you're, like, loudly talking. Have we told the story about one time I, like, asked you for something out of your pocket and you pulled out, like, a big wad of cash and a bunch of Magnum condoms as you were searching through and just, like, laid them out?
I think that's how we met.
No, we already knew each other a little bit. That's how we became friends. But and you don't change around, like, oh, come on. This is why I'm myself all the time. It's not appealing. It's not appealing, but I'm myself.
Tinder had first came out, and I had to keep those on stack because you never knew who was going
to
pop off.
You never knew when you were going to have to try to impress somebody randomly. Come on, Jesse. You never knew when you were going to have to fucking lie and empty your pockets. I swear to God, I think I just asked for, like, a breath mint. You did not have to empty your pockets for that, but you sure did. Man, let's talk fighting that's happening. Real quick, do you want to talk about this fight that happened over the weekend, the Yair versus Jeremy fight? I actually didn't think this fight was going to be that hot. I kind of thought, and we're going to get the rematch so we can kind of break it down in time. But Yair comes out quick, and with the quickness, pokes Jeremy Stephens in the eye, and they have to stop the fight. Did you see this? It was only 15 seconds.
I saw that training with John Jones. It taught him the Dusty Rhodes.
Right? Yeah.
Hey, look over there, poking the eye.
Yeah. Dusty, no, that's very... Oh, no, I guess Dusty also did it. That fat fuck. Yeah, man, you know, I've had corneal abrasions before. That shit sucks. You can literally not open your eyes. It's the worst fucking pain of all time.
What do you think of the way that Yair handled himself?
Heel turn, right?
Yes.
What was the heel turn about? Yelling at Michael Bisping, who, by the way, is a total savage and didn't back up an inch. Calling him a punta and all this, you know. Punta?
Punta is
one of them's like beach or something, right?
And yeah. It means like, I think it means the point. And the other one is bitch.
Okay, so, well, which
puta,
one is which?
Puta.
Puta. Yeah, he called him a puta. And he fucking, you know, is just all over the place saying Jeremy Stephens quit. Jeremy Stevens quit. The Tasmanian devil of the division. Yeah. The guy that, like, if everybody, like, had to, if there's, like, a meter for toughness, if we could, like, put out lit cigarettes on guys and see when they said quit.
You know,
Jeremy would probably go the longest.
It used to be the Mexicans.
And that would be hot.
Were the baddest ass of the baddest ass. They were, like, humble. They didn't, like, wear anything flashy. They were just, like, you know, lunch pail, go out there and work, warriors, et cetera, et cetera. Lately, we've had a couple of prima donnas, almost like Vega from Street Fighter. We have Ryan Garcia over here throwing hissy fits. We got Yair Rodriguez throwing hissy fits. What happened?
I think these are paid double agents of the Trump administration here to make the Latinos look as bad as possible. Because even Mexico City looked really bad at the end of the night, right?
Yeah.
Pelting everybody with, like...
Well, I heard Yair was rooting that on.
He was rooting it on, but they had done it anyway. They fucking poured a beer on, what's her name?
Carla Esparza.
Carla Esparza. She was walking to the back. And that actually happens more than you might imagine.
To be honest, that happens all the time.
Yeah, right? That happens more than you might imagine. Yair was like, this was like a fucking WrestleMania 13 double turn. He came in, he should have been the, you know, it's good. We haven't seen him in like 14 months and he got a repackaging, right?
Yeah.
and he's back. So they're going to rematch in October.
The piss thing, I don't agree with it, but I will say that even Mick Foley talked about that happened to him when he was a heel in wrestling in, I'm going to say Puerto Rico. It's not Mexico, but it's still very similar.
Jesse. Joe did not say that. That was Jesse. Jesse said that they are very similar. Jesse said he can't tell them apart.
Continue. But it's very similar. It's like it's a cultural thing, you know. It's like it's just what you do. Like
you fucking throw stuff at the white guys. I get it. I get it. I don't disagree. So we're gonna run that fight back. That's kind of all there was from that card.
They also almost fought in the hotel afterwards.
Yo, I heard about that. There's video. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, he called them like a faggot and all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah,
Jesse said that. Jesse.
Yeah, you really went wild. He's definitely been hanging out with John Jones.
Yo, he's coked out of his mind, right? He's definitely on coke. So we'll see what it is in a couple of weeks. Man, Jeremy Stevens is not a guy I would want angry at me. You know what I mean? That guy is limited, but scary.
He is the gate.
He very much is, right?
Yeah.
If you check. But he still has beaten elite guys like Henan Barao. But he kind of showed that Henan Barao was like, they had to lead him outside of the gate, right?
Yeah.
That's always a bad feeling when you have to like get put on the other side of the gatekeeper.
I've always rooted for Jeremy Stevens to win a title.
Man, he's been like, he is in the, like, he's in my list of all-time goods. You know what I mean? He's not all-time great, but he's all-time good.
He's been the gate.
Donald Cerrone, him, Gegard Mousasi. There's a list of all-time goods, and
he's been
it.
The gate for 15 years.
You realize he debuted, he's like 19?
Yeah.
Against Dean Thomas at UFC 71.
And he was the gate then, and people were like, when he puts it together, in a few years, 5 more years, he'd be the champ.
He'd be fucking Dos Anjos. He's had a good career. Anyway, we're looking backwards on that. If we want to look forward, because that was really kind of it, if we want to look forward, the UFC has a card on this weekend. It's really, really shitty. Is coming to us. I think this has got to be one of those European cards. Coming to us from Copenhagen. Jack Hermansson, who has been putting together a nice little run at middleweight, is taking on Jared Cannonier.
His name's a sentence.
Jared Cannonier?
No.
Jack Hermansson?
Yeah, Hermansson.
Hermansson, yeah.
Yeah.
Only if you're in the ghetto. So here is Cannonier's latest win. Cannonier's the guy that put out Silva with a leg kick. Anderson Silva with the leg kick. You remember he's just beating the shit out of his leg, and Anderson wasn't checking him, and it was like Anderson's got a plan. And then he just fell over.
Yeah.
His plan was to lose. It turns out. He also beat David Branch, which is a really good win. It was a really good win at the time. But at 205, he just was struggling a little bit. Which, by the way, not a great sign considering the state of the division.
Hermansson, this is his fight to win.
It really should be. He beat Jacare by decision. He beat David Branch. He beat Talis Leites. He's on a 4-fight win streak.
This is a build-up fight. They're building up in Europe. Europe supports each other.
I don't know, man. Fucking Jared hits like a fucking truck, right? Oh, I'm mixing him up with that guy. Who is that guy who knocked out the kickboxer with like one big punch and he used to train with Anderson? Do you know who I'm talking about? I'm mixing him up with another black guy, but not because they're both black. That was Jesse. Jesse said that, not Joe. All right, rule 3. So, yeah, it should be Hermansson's fight to win. But Cannoneer hits like a truck. So Hermansson with his grappling, really good guillotine, really, really elite ground and pound. He can put himself in title eliminator talk with this, right? Because he beat, they're kind of testing him out as an A side, right? Especially as
Yeah.
like a new European A side, which they always liked. Like they loved UFC, Dana loved when he could fucking have Michael Bisping run out in England, right?
It was dope. You know how many British people didn't like Bisping?
Oh, word.
Yeah.
I believe it.
He was like anti-hero. Not really. He was kind of like, you know how like The Rock was a bad guy, but we would root for him like a good guy?
A people's champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear
Whatever
you.
the inverse of that is, but that's what Bisping was.
Oh, that's interesting. That's funny. He fucking held it down this weekend. Bellator,
You know
we
what he
could.
was? Hold on, let me go back. He was De La Hoya in the 90s. You remember when De La Hoya was hated on by Latinos?
Yeah, there you
When he
go.
would win, they would just automatically be fans
Oh my
again.
God, Viva De La Hoya.
Like, they were like, man, I hope Fernando Vargas whoops him. As soon as he comes in, boo. Then when he wins, they're like, knew he'd win the whole time. Great job.
That's my
Bench
guy, Mexican pride. He's got that Mexican style and the Mexican looks. Let's talk. Bellator has two events coming up this weekend. On the first one, we maybe don't have to talk about any of these. James Gallagher is in action. The Irish kid who's been lighting it up at featherweight. He's kind of fighting Roman Salazar, who's tough, but I mean, he's going to smoke him. Benson Henderson is main eventing against Miles Jury. That is a great
That's a fun
fight.
fight.
That's a great fight in 2015,
Yeah, it
right? That
was.
is not a good fight
Miles
today.
Jury's heart was taken by Donald Cowboy Cerrone.
He kind of got exposed there. And yeah, I mean, even Benson, just like, he came over to Bellator. And you would think that these guys, when they get to the organization, the drug tests less, they would have more longevity. But Benson has been really injury prone, hasn't been able to put it together. He's lost some really close decisions, lost in some really weird ways. He's picked up 3 wins in a row, but they're not over any big names. Like, one of them was Roger Huerta. I mean, they're really like
And
pushing
Roger Huerta was the man.
in 2007.
Yeah.
Back when he was the man back when Clay Guida was relevant. You know what I mean?
Damn, homie. In high school, you was the
He was
man,
the man,
homie.
homie. He really was that. He really was the jock that like peaked in high school, but just like 2 years later.
You know how dope his career would have been if he had continued? Because you remember when there was that football player who punched that white lady in the head, and then all of a sudden, Roger Huerta pops out of nowhere. And he's like a superhero and beats up this giant dude.
That was badass.
Like, wouldn't that's great
He was
video.
on the cover of fucking ESPN the magazine. Which one was
Yeah,
it?
he's
Yeah,
the first
ESPN.
MMA fighter on ESPN magazine.
Crazy. He was so marketable. He was so exciting, but he was limited. I remember thinking at the time, like, man, this guy's not a champion. You know,
You remember when
he's
he took
okay,
that
but he's
time off to do the Tekken movie that went straight to video?
yeah. His career got worse for it. He's fighting Miles Jerry Miles. This is his first Bellator fight. He left the UFC after losing to Chad Mendes and Andre Feely. He has some good wins. He's good everywhere, but he's not great anywhere, and he can kind of get overwhelmed. Should probably be Benson's fight. The Saturday night card is the good one for Bellator because you have Patricio, good pit bull, taking on Juan Archuleta. Juan is 23-1. He has secretly been putting together
Yeah,
an
that's a
amazing
low
career.
key great fight right there.
Yeah, Archuleta is so good. Archuleta knocked the fuck out of Eduardo Dantas, who's been a big problem in Bellator for a long time.
Dudu
Dudu Dantas. He beat Robbie Peralta, who's a UFC vet. He's beaten a ton of really tough guys. And he's fucking
He beat that Antonio Banderas guy.
Yeah, exactly. Ricky Bandejas. He did beat Ricky
Yeah.
Bandejas.
They were building, that was one of the biggest, like, most hilarious fights to me because they were really putting the whole marketing power behind Ricky Bandejas. Is that his name?
Yeah.
They were putting all the marketing power, they were hyping him up. Every commercial break was talking about how great this guy is, and I can't wait to see him. And then Archuleta beat his ass, and it was like, all right, guys, well, next we got Aaron Pico. This
Yeah,
guy's
literally,
going to be.
literally. But Archuleta could be that guy, man. The Spaniard's really tough, but he's taking on Pitbull, who is
You know who
the
else lost
stick.
that night? Heather Hardy.
Did she? Man, what a
Yes.
horrible
I
night.
was like, what is
I remember that night
Bellator
because I think that heavyweight prospect, Tyrell Fortune, who I really like,
doing?
won that night, and he was like the only prospect. And he was the one that nobody gives a shit about, right? Nobody knows who Tyrell
I
Fortune
was
is.
like, anyone on this magazine, anyone on this cover of this show is cursed.
It really was a bad night for them. Pitbull has been on the cover a bunch of times, and he has followed through on most of them. Really exciting guy. He just took on Michael Chandler and knocked him out in a minute, which should tell you how good he is.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was how he won the title.
Wait, was that controversial fight?
It was a little controversial, but it, like, really wasn't. You know, yeah. It was the kind of thing, like, okay, if you were the referee, would you have stopped it? It's like, yeah, probably. It was, you know what I mean?
I thought we broke that down here and you were against the stoppage.
Maybe. I would have to look back at it, but for some reason, he got the knockout, whatever it is.
I thought that he was going to win.
Yeah.
Like, they were either going to stop it now or 30 seconds later.
One of those. I would have to look back at it right now. Don't call me out on this show for having contrasting opinions. How dare you? Emmanuel Sanchez, Daniel Weichel, Daniel Strauss. He's got the most wins in featherweight history. He's got the most title runs in featherweight history for Bellator. He's got the most everything. You know what I mean? If there's
a
record.
How weird is it to be Pitbull? Because you are so successful. You're one of the best in the world. You would never be in the Hall of Fame and no one will ever remember your name. But you'll make some money.
I can barely remember which one he is. There's Patricky and Patricio, and man, it's a little tough. I'm sorry.
Think about it.
It's a real Nogueira brother situation.
Bellator will eventually go under.
Yes.
It's not going to be around. When you're 50.
Yeah, it's not going to last forever,
okay.
Right? Yeah.
So the entire history and every main star and everything that ever happened that is going to disappear into the. It's like a Midwest wrestling, like the NWA Mid-South. It's like, we know that was a great promotion, but any star that existed during that time period besides Bill Watts has disappeared.
Yeah, he's like the Ernie Ladd of MMA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, man, I'm told you were so good. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like seeing it's like had Ted DiBiase was supposed to be a world champion or something. Like,
and
you know, it just doesn't
Junkyard
happen.
Dog was like
Junkyard
bigger
Dog,
than Hogan.
I was about to say,
and it was
yeah.
like, nah, man, we saw you in WWE.
Yeah.
History remembers you less than Hogan.
You're Coco Beware, right?
That's going to be Pitbull in a couple of years. They'll be like, you did MMA?
I think Archuleta is going to beat him, too.
You were a world champion?
I like Archuleta's consistency.
What's Bellator?
I know, literally. It's going to be so ugly. Bellator? What the fuck? Like, it's got a weird name.
I think Archuleta's going to win, too.
I think Archuleta's going to win, right?
He's low-key a beast. He's not the most marketable guy. Every time I've seen him win, he's always been like the B-side. And I think this is his moment.
I think so, too. I think this is going to be a really nice standing battle. And, man, you know, Patricio has been chinned a couple of times. I could see Archuleta's got real nice power. I could see this coming down to that. Just, you know, the ability to back a guy up. But Pitbull's Pitbull for a reason, right? He's the gold standard of the division. So if he wins, I'm not going to be too amazed.
Two questions. Number one, what fighter got fucked over by history? And what fighter were you scared that was going to get fucked over by history?
Oh, boy. Good question. I feel like people have forgotten how good Benson Henderson was because we just talked about him. He's somebody who's right at the top of my mind. Do you remember how good he was beating Cowboy, beating Pettis, or he actually lost to Pettis, but, you know, he was really seen as – he beat Frankie Edgar twice. He was really the guy for a minute, and he lost in his first title defense and just never got back to that main event picture ever. As soon as he lost in that main event, it was done. Somebody I'm afraid people forget how good he is. Ooh, how about like an Eve Edwards or like a Josh Thompson?
Yeah, people already forgot.
People already forgot they were amazing, right? They were so good, and people just don't know.
I was always afraid Marquez was going to be forgotten bad.
Oh, even boxing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Marquez, if he didn't win that Pacquiao fight.
It would have happened.
It would have happened,
he would have
right?
been just like Josh Thompson and all those other guys. It would have been like, oh, yeah, because, for example, Ken Norton. Ken Norton arguably beat Muhammad Ali twice.
Yes.
But he never got the W, so history forgot him. He also arguably beat Larry Holmes. So he technically...
He could have been, like, a top, like, something, you know, top
whatever.
If those
controversial victories had been... If those controversial losses had become victories... for me, it was... what's his name? Carlos... Shit, what's his name?
Takam.
Do you remember the guy? Do you remember,
not Condit, clearly.
I want to say it's Hernandez. I want to say it's Carlos Hernandez. Do you remember the guy who beat, he fought Kirkland, and he was destroying Kirkland on HBO, and then for whatever reason, his corner jumped in earlier before the round was over, so the referee disqualified him?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. That was so fucking stupid. That was one of the dumbest fights I've ever seen in my life.
And then he never had another big shot again. He also arguably beat, he got robbed against Arislandi Lara, and he got robbed against Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. And he had so many controversial, like, oh, and against Mike Alvarado. And then no one ever remembers how good he was because those arguable losses never became victories. And then that BS DQ, his career was basically done. People don't remember he was a world-class fighter.
Here's two guys who, if they're not world-class today, they were. This is another one of those fights in, like, 2015. This is like, oh, my God. At one point, this was a dream fight among dream fights. Gegard Mousasi is taking on Machida.
Wow.
That's a dream fight among dream fights, but not quite today,
rematch.
Right? Yeah, it's a rematch after Machida won the first one, right? Machida won the first one, and this is his first fight back after retiring Chael Sonnen. He won a 3-round unanimous decision way back in 2014, and they're finally going to meet up. Man, Mousasi cannot take a loss here, no matter what. He's coming off of a really controversial loss to Rafael Lovato, and he was kind of supposed to come in and just smoke everybody, right? Like, he was kind of supposed to, you know, be one of the faces here. And he just took a big loss, and he had a really kind of weird fight with Rory, and it's just turned into this kind of slog for him. Mousasi's just not as good as people like to pretend that he is, I think.
I mean, he dominated Japan when Japan had no one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, you remember Jay-Z Cavalcante was the man in Japan, then he came to America and it was like, this guy.
That is a guy people will forget quite how good he was at one point, right?
Santiago, George Santiago was like a legend over there, and then he came over here and it was like, yeah, he's good.
Training partners, actually, together.
Really?
Jay-Z and George, yeah. Teammates with a friend of mine. But man, I agree. No, so I totally agree. Yeah, look at the American career. Where is it? It wasn't quite as hot as it should have been.
Yeah.
For what they were in Japan, it just never quite translated over. That was true of a lot of Japanese guys. It's true of Mousasi. He just, you know, he doesn't have those, all of his biggest wins. It's like that Chris Weidman win. It's probably his biggest win. And that was a total bullshit. Chris Weidman was dominating.
Yeah.
And there was that weird knee that then ended up being a TKO, but it shouldn't have been.
Machida, man. I thought that guy was never going to lose when he won a title. Even Joe Rogan said the Machida era is here. Then he loses the immediate next fight.
No, he won the next fight.
But it was controversial.
It was. It was the Shogun fight that a lot of people thought he should have lost, and then Shogun came out in the rematch and smoked him in the first round. He's on a 4-fight win streak right now. Eric Anders, Vitor Belfort. Then he goes to Bellator and he wins over Rafael Carvalho, who's tough, and Chael Sonnen, and he retired him. There's something to believe in here, but he's just old, right? I mean, he's 40. It's a young man's game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to edge towards Machida. I think Machida, or not Machida, Mousasi. I think Mousasi is going to win the fight and even up the series 1-1. But if I'm Bellator, I'm really hoping that's the case, because if Machida comes out and wins, that's a big problem for them.
I got Machida. I think he has his number. And I think Machida has shown that he still has enough in the tank for that kind of style.
Dope. This will be a good fight, but we don't have to get into it. There's actually a bunch of low-key, really good fights on this card. Darren Caldwell is taking on Henry Corrales. That's a good fight.
That's a good fight.
Who else? AJ McKee Jr. is taking on George Karakanyan. That's a really good fight. AJ Agazarm is in action. Fuck that guy. That's legitimately one of my least favorite people in MMA is AJ Agazarm. He comes from jiu-jitsu. He lies and tells people he was like a multi-time world champion in jiu-jitsu. That's not true. He was total buns. Ooh, motherfucking Sean Bunch? Are we talking about Sean Bunch? This guy was an Olympic-level wrestler. I didn't realize he was this far into his MMA career. He's 9-3. He's taking on Leandro Higo. Sean Bunch is 135 pounds. He wrestled for Oklahoma State. He was a national team member in freestyle. This guy is elite, elite wrestling. But he has been around a lot longer than I realize now. I just never quite looked him up because he loses a lot of fights, it turns out. Never mind. We don't have to pay much attention to Sean Bunch. His biggest win is over Joe Warren, which is kind of a weird one. Anyway, some decent fights this weekend for Bellator. But the big fight this weekend is boxing, Jesse. We have the one half of the big welterweight crown jewel fight that everybody wants to make. Errol Spence is in action, taking on Sean Porter.
This fight here...
this fight right here?
They have done absolutely everything correctly to hype this fight up. But nobody, not nobody, and The Rock beats nobody, believes that Sean Porter has a shot in hell to win this. next fight.
Except Joe Gilpin. I think Sean has a chance in this.
Really?
I know that Errol Spence passes every eye test, and I agree with all of that. He really does. At the same time, I will say that if you look at his wins and if you look at his career as he goes through, what are the big wins? You look at he beats Chris Algieri is a fine win. Leonard Bundu, those are fine wins, right? They're not quite elite, but they're okay. Kell Brook, he got to him after Triple G had already broken his face. And what's the story of that fight? He broke his face again. Kind of iffy, right? You know, maybe if he hadn't gotten damaged so much. Then he turns around, Lamont Peterson. Lamont Peterson's next fight was his retirement fight. Like, it's, you know, it's a little iffy. Carlos Ocampo, who gives a shit. And then Mikey Garcia's bumping up two weights to fight the biggest 147 in the world. That's a sign of a well-managed fighter. But when you look at the resume, there's always a little bit of wiggle room there, right? He hasn't been through the fire at 147. Sean Porter is the fire at 147. Yes. If you want tested, this is the guy. So I don't think Errol Spence has ever had to be tested to this level. We've never seen him overcome a mountain like this. And I think that speaks really highly of Sean Porter, who we just saw beat a really tough Danny Garcia. Who is Spence beaten that's as good as Danny as good a win as Danny Garcia?
Kell Brook
after his face was broken. Never the same, right?
Danny Garcia after he lost the tournament.
Okay, but a loss is not the same as breaking your face. Right? I mean, come on. Look at fucking he beat Broner. That's also a good win. It's a fine win, right? Broner's is tarnished. But I don't see where that premium level win that's, you know, got me unbelievable. It's just eye test stuff is the reason that we're all over Errol Spence. And so I think people are a little too quick to pick Errol over Sean. I think this is a close fight. It's a close fight.
What is it with every sportcaster that I see gaga-ing about Errol Spence Jr.?
I don't get it. I see why he's special for the division, but like special for the sport, I can, you know, he's not.
I feel like they want to fuck him.
Is it a Mandingo thing?
I think it is, because every time they talk about, like, they're like, you know, he's such a good talker. He's got the southern draw. He's so
they have a crush.
Cool. Like, it's like, he doesn't say anything. You remember his trash talking against Mikey Garcia was, he's light in the ass. That was his comeback, and it's like, that's all you got. I feel like deep down inside, they just don't want to say, like, they think he's hot. I think that's what's going on.
Shameful. Shameful, shameful. Feel your homosexual feelings.
I feel like they don't say the same thing about Crawford.
You're having a homosexual attraction to Potsy. Continue, sorry.
Crawford, I want them just to come out and say, they're like, honestly, we think Spence is the A-side because he looks better than Crawford.
There you go.
Just say it.
Because if Crawford was the A-side, they would say it. You know what I mean?
He is the A-side.
I agree. But if they thought that, they would say it, right? Because he has all the time, you know, Crawford has done it. Crawford's been in there and actually, like, beaten these guys. Spence is just the guy coming up. If Crawford was the people's A-side, they would just anoint him because there's no other reason
not to. He is the underdog if that fight were to happen.
So stupid, right?
Crawford is the favorite.
Oh, Crawford is the favorite. Yeah. That's the correct opinion. Yeah. That's good. How do you think this fight goes down?
I think Spence has a lot to prove because of the Mikey Garcia fight. He won, but there's a lot of people that say he should have got him out of there. So I think he's coming for the knockout against Porter.
Man, can you imagine? I think he would be very smart to just try to get out of here with a win, because I think trying to show up and look flashy against a guy like Sean Porter, who's not going away, who's going to stay in the fire, fuck with you the whole time, going to come hard in those late rounds, doesn't fade. Don't blow your tank and then have to survive three rounds against Sean Porter. That's
bigger,
a nightmare.
Stronger, faster, more skilled.
This being Spence.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. I'm picking Spence by decision. What do you pick?
One thing that does scare me is a lot of people on the know say that Spence has gone soft. Kind of like they had been doing about Thurman, and then eventually Thurman showed exactly what people were saying.
He didn't show that. I disagree. I disagree that that's what he showed.
He looked terrible in his last in his fight since he's returned, since he got married.
So. He took on a fucking roided out of his skull Manny Pacquiao and won. And almost won.
And what did he do before that?
He had a really rough fight.
Against some
no-name. The same way Tyson Fury did. Are we calling Tyson Fury washed?
No, I think you
actually okay,
think
so
you
here
woke
we...
up. I think you woke up.
Twice? Three times now. Because he had two return fights. He looked horrible in both of them, especially that Safari one. And then fucking Otto Wallen, he barely gets past.
Hey, you gain that much weight and lose that weight. And tell me if you don't need to
get... Well, fucking get off Thurman's dick.
All right.
That's not what he showed.
So, I think that is one fear for Spence, and also the fact that they trained together. I mean, it's been years. It was in the amateur system, but that gets,
I don't put as much.
Yeah, Kenny Porter says that, you know, he's got a little insight on how he reacts to pressure.
Man, they always say that, but then you find out it was like, yeah, they sparred three rounds against each other when they were 14 years old. It's like, man, who gives a shit?
Well, I mean, it does. It does matter because, for example, Mosley De La Hoya always gave each other problems, and Vernon Forrest.
Those are just two good fighters, though.
Vernon Forrest could always beat Mosley.
Yeah, that's true.
He would lose to people who Mosley could beat, but he could handle Mosley.
That's true. That's a good point. Do you think it's going to be a knockout this weekend?
I think it's a knockout.
You think it's going to be a knockout?
I think it's an early knockout. I think we get in less than six.
David Benavidez is fighting Anthony Durrell this weekend. Do you care?
Yes.
It's a good fight.
It's a fantastic fight. Benavidez...
Let's see if he can focus.
Yeah. Let's see if he's ready for it. He's a young, no longer champion because Durrell's a champ. Durrell is about experience and durable and savvy as it comes. He's overcome cancer, lupus, to become world champion.
Overcame Caleb Truax.
Yeah.
That's a great win.
Yeah.
That's a good-ass win. David Benavidez doesn't have a Caleb Truax on his record.
He does not. So it's going to be a very interesting fight. I got Benavidez winning because this fight is made for him to win. And for Durrell to walk into the sunset, but you never know.
Man, I'm going to go Durrell. I think that, you know, Benavidez, there's so many red flags. He's like, you know, he's like a Chinese flag factory. So many red flags. I don't like it. I'm going to pick the other way. I like Durrell.
Interesting weight class. Interesting where they go from here. I mean, you got Caleb Plant in the same weight class.
Man, you know who's missing from this division, honestly? Danny Garcia. If Danny Garcia were to move up, I think he would... I mean, he's a player at 160, but I think at 168 he would also be a real player.
Too many weight classes. He's 147.
No,
Jacobs.
Danny Jacobs. Yeah. Thank you very much. Danny Jacobs.
That would be a good player.
That would be a big player at 168, I think. I think he could roll with any of these guys and take out most of them.
Yeah.
Anything else for the week?
No, that's it.
Let the people know.
Follow me on social media, Jay Reeves Comedy on Instagram, Jay Reeves Comedy on Facebook.
We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.